Good morning, good morning. Yes, rise and grind. Time to wake up, time to be productive, time to be active. So I figured that today I would start, you know, telling you guys a little about my life. And you know, the good and the bad. You know, where it started, how I fell in love with boxing. How I fell in love with boxing to, you know, I don't want to say fell out of love with it. I just, you know, didn't really. To be honest with you, I don't even know. Because part of me still got the itch. But anyway, nonetheless, so I was in and out of the gym as a young guy. My father had a few gyms, but he had one at the time. It was in Allentown on 8th, and was it on 8th or was it on 9th? I was on 8th and 9th and Chu, somewhere around there. I do remember the lion that was outside of the building, though. So he was there for a little while. So at 5, I would go in there from time to time, and I would just go work out. I would just, you know, mess around, do things that kids do. And then, you know, started getting older, started putting on weight as a young guy. I was a big kid, so I was short, and on top of me being short, I was fat. So that didn't mix. I used to get teased a lot, but I mean, everybody used to get teased back in the day. So it was part of life at that time. But yeah, so I was in middle school. I think I was in like the 7th or 8th grade. And then there was a girl who I digged. Like, I had head over heels. I was like obsessed with her. Like, I thought she was the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Her name was Vanessa. So I was like, damn, well, you know, I was talking to one of my friends, Demetrius, and you know, I don't know if he was joking about it or not, but you know, she would flirt around. She would flirt around with some of the guys, with some of the kids there. So I was just like, damn, you know, she ain't never really, you know, she would flirt with me from time to time, but it was never really anything to make me think that it was going to go anywhere, you know. So I was like, shit, me and my boy Demetrius was talking, and he was like, yo, my man, you should just try to lose some weight. He was like, yo, you big. Flat out, I was maybe like 200 pounds. I was a big kid. I was a big kid. I was 200 pounds at the age of, shit, 12, 13. I was a big kid. But anyways, so I went into the gym. I was wrestling at the time, but I ain't really take wrestling that serious, you know? So I just decided to go to the gym. Bullshit, before I even get there, let me tell you what happened. I was wrestling like the 200 pounds, like the heavyweight, the big kids, but my age. There was a big white boy. I never forget this guy. He was big. I'm talking about big white boy. He must have had hair on his chest, 13, 14 years old. So, yeah, anyways, so we get on the mat. You know, I'm short. This guy had to be, at that age, I was maybe like 4'11", 4 foot something. Shit, I'm 5'4 on a good day now. Shit, I'm 5'3 on my bad days. But anyway, but yeah, so I was short, and this guy was maybe like 5'6", 5'7". He was huge. He was huge. So anyways, he pretty much body slams me, I lose. So I was like, all right, well, let me rewind it, fast forwarding to when I went to the gym and I started working out. So I hopped in the gym. I started working out the first day. The first day I go into the gym, my dad told my dad, you know, I want to learn how to box. Teach me. I want to get in shape. You know, I want to lose some weight. First day I hop in the gym, he tells me, gear up, go in the ring. You're gonna spar, you know, with this veteran guy we used to call back in the day, Puerto Rico, because all he knew was Spanish. My dad had the great nicknames. But anyway, yeah. So my dad threw me in there, and I tell you, man, I did maybe 3-4 rounds, but I got my ass handed to me. I showed a lot of heart, but I got my ass handed to me. But that was just the beginning, because the next day I come in, I keep training. I make it a cause I become like real, real dedicated to the point where, boxing pretty much took over my life. I had somewhat of a childhood, but then again, it was boxing, traveling. At that time we didn't have technology and shit. This is in the 90s, so you already know. But yeah, so I'm really honestly focused on that, just focused on training all the time and being in the gym. I come down, I lose a lot of weight, I drop down to 130. So imagine from 200, from like 205, I dropped all the way down to 130. This is, and at that time, then at that time, so let's say I started really training around 12, 13. Around that time, I was maybe 14, 15, I started fighting. It took me a year before I won my first like well-known amateur tournament. I lost my first five fights though, as an amateur, because I fought like in heavier weights, like 154, 160. I remember I fought one time, even though, I'm a short guy, I shouldn't be fighting those weights anyway. But anyways, yeah, so I fell in love with the sport. I traveled. I had a birthday party at the gym, at my dad's gym. That was awesome. My dad had a gym in Allentown for about, I want to say, 12 years. He had, nobody paid, pretty much he kept the gym open, he kept the gym open out of his own pockets, out of this family savings, out of, shit he had to do to keep the gym open. He worked as well. My father was always a worker. That's one thing I can say that, hold on, give me a sec. Sorry, I'm drinking my coffee, but my father was always a worker. He was always out, never really in the house, always either in the gym or working. Honestly, we would see him at nighttime some of the times. But when I started boxing, I spent all my time with my dad. So, he was like my best friend, my right hand, somebody I admire, somebody I love, there's some, while I continue with this story, because I'm going to dead it right there, and I'm going to pick up on it maybe tomorrow or a little later today. But I just want you to know I did drop as from a kid from 200 pounds to 130. And now I'm about to start talking to you about my glory days, working with Raymond Serrano, Danny Garcia, being blessed and honored to have the time to go up to Gleason's gym and, do a few rounds with Zab Judah and Zab Judah's sparring partner and a few other people. but anyways, yeah, my father, I look up to my father. I admire the hell out of my father, because my father is a man who worked real hard, who works real hard, and he could be hurt or he could be going through it, but he doesn't really bitch or complain. And I look at my brother and I admire that about my brother, because my brother is the same exact way. Like, he works hard and he's real dedicated and he grinds, and all that shit is all this, me living with him is starting to rub off on me, it's starting to rub off on me little by little. But with that being said, even though I know if I would have continued doing certain things with my boxing career, I would be in a much better place. I don't regret anything that happened. You feel me? It led me up to where I'm at right now. What does tomorrow hold? I don't know. What does the next day hold? I don't know. But all I do know is I'm going to continue waking up every morning, being a positive example to me, to my family, to my community, to the people around me, letting them know that, anything is possible, because in this day and age, anything is possible. It's just about setting your mind to it. You feel me? I hope you enjoyed little story time with me. I'll pick up right where I left off tomorrow. start talking about, the amateur experience and my teen years and partying and doing a lot of stuff that led up to the point where it unfocused me. It didn't prepare me for real life. But nonetheless, I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Be productive, grind, and continue chasing your dreams. Anything is possible. Have a good one. Much love.